Shalom aleichem rabbeinu, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, the second akdomo to the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu will be teaching us throughout Sefer Dvorim. Perek Hei, Posuk Chof Tes. Ushmartem lasois kasher tzivo, Adonai Eloheichem eschem, lois osuru yomin usmoil. Be careful to do what Hashem has commanded you. Do not turn right or left. Rather, keep the mitzvahs meticulously, exactly as you were told. Bechol haderech asher tzivo Adonai Eloheichem eschem teilechu leman tichyun v'toiv lochem v'harachtem yomim ba'oretz asher tiroshun. Go on the way that Hashem has told you to go, in order that you should live and it should be good for you. You will have a long life in the land that you will inherit. We're in the middle of a topic, and therefore I would suggest to make an X on this Perek Vov. V'zois ha-mitzvot ha-chukim v'ha-mishpotim asher tzivo Adonai Eloheichem l'lamed eschem la'asois bo'oretz asher atem ha-ivrim shomo l'rishto. And these are the mitzvahs, the chukim and the mishpotim, that Hashem has commanded me to teach you to do them in the land that you are crossing over the Yaldein to inherit. Leman tiro'es Adonai Eloheicha lishmor es kol chukoisav u'mitzvoisav asher anochi mitzavecha ato uvincha uven bincha kol yemei chayecha ulema'an yarichun yomecha. Keep the mitzvahs that I am commanding you in order that you should fear and be in awe of Hashem, in order to continue to keep the chukim and the mitzvahs that I am commanding you for generations to come. You and your children and your grandchildren for your entire life, and in order that you should have a long life. V'shomato Yisrael v'shomato lasois asho yitav lecho אשר תרבון מאוי דקשר דיבר אדוני אלוהי אבויסך לוח ארץ ובאז חלב ודבש. Listen, Am Yisrael, and be careful to do what Hashem has commanded you to do in order that it should be good for you and you shall increase, namely that you'll have a lot of children. Just as Hashem, the God of your fathers, has told you that He will give you a land that's flowing milk and honey. And that is the goodness that the Pasuk is referring to when it says, Asher Yitav Lecho, by giving you Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan, the sixth topic of Parshas Vayeshanan, the second akdomo to the mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us throughout Sefer Dvorim. And now we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, the seventh topic, the mitzvahs Yesoidiyos, the foundational mitzvahs of Yiddishkeit, the Parsha of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, listen up, Am Yisrael. Hashem, who is presently recognized only by us as our God, Lo'asid Lovoi, in the future He will be recognized by all the Goyim as the only God that exists. Says Rashi, Hashem Eloheinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Shehu Eloheinu Ato. Now, He is only recognized by us as our God, V'loy Elokei Omois, who osid liyois Hashem Echod, Shenemar, Oposek in Tzfanyo, Ki oz ehepoich el amim sofo bruro, Likroi kulom b'shem Hashem, V'nemar another Oposek in Zecharyo, B'yoy mahu yi Hashem Echod, U'shmoy Echod. Posuk hei ve'ohavto eis Adonai Elokeicha, B'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha, love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your money. Says Rashi, Ve'ohavto asei dvorov me'ahavo. Keep Hashem's mitzvahs out of love. Because einu doy me'oise me'ahavo lo oise me'iro. You cannot compare somebody who serves out of love out of somebody who serves out of fear. If somebody serves his master from fear, at some point when it becomes too difficult, he just leaves the job. If somebody serves out of love, no matter how hard it is, he continues doing it because it's done out of love. Rashi is going to darsh in the double vase. It should have said b'chol libecho. What's levovecho? Says Rashi b'shnei yitzorecho, with both yitzorim, both the yitzor toiv and the yitzor ora. We serve Hashem with the yitzor toiv by doing his mitzvahs. How do we serve Hashem by the yitzor ora? By holding ourselves back, not doing what the yitzor ora tempts us to do. Davar acher, a second pshat, Rashi darshaning b'chol levovecho. Shelo yihye libecho choluk al amokoi. Either it means your heart should not be separated from Hashem. In other words, you should not have other agendas in life other than the love of Hashem and doing His will. Or your heart should not argue on Hashem. And that's referring to, let's say, a person sees Rosh HaVetoivloi, Tzadik V'raloi, and the person starts having Hirhurim, having doubting Hashem. Is Hashem really running the show? Says the Torah, no, b'chol levovcho, shelo yehyeh libcho choluk al amokoi. I'm not sure why Rashi sets this up as a dovor achel. The first drasha, b'chol levovcho, is from the double vase. The second drasha is from b'chol levovcho. See, they could both be true. Why is it a dovor achel? Ain't no idea. Uvechol nafshecho, afilu hu noiteles nafshecho. Even at the time of death, when Hashem takes a person's soul, he should be in a constant state of avas Hashem. With all your money. Isn't that obvious? If you have to love Hashem with all your soul, surely with all your money. Some people, Nebach, their money is more important to them than their body. For such a person, the Torah has to say, not only with your soul, but even with your money. A different pshat b'chol moidecho is not referring to money. Rather, b'chol moidecho, miloshin b'chol mida u'mida shemoided lecho. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures out for you. Bein b'mida toivo, bein b'midas puronus. Whether you have it good or whether you have it less good. You have to love Hashem no matter what. And accept that He is running the show and He is the one giving it to you for good reason. B'chein b'dovidu o'imel kois yeshuois eso. Dovid HaMelech raises a cup of salvation to thank Hashem. U'v'shem Hashem ekro. And what did it say previous in that very perek? Tzora v'yogin emtzo. U'v'shem Hashem ekro. In all situations, Dovid HaMelech is thanking Hashem. Whether mida toiva, whether midas puronus. Posuk vav v'hoyu ha-devorim ho'eile. Asher onoichim etzavecho hayoim al levovecho. And how does a person come to v'ahavto es Hashem Elokecho? Love is not a button you just press and it happens. How does a person get to such a darga? Says the Torah, by learning the Torah and the mitzvahs. V'yu advorim o'ele, these words that we've been discussing throughout the parasha. The Torah and the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. These that I'm teaching you today should be al levovecho, should be constantly on your heart. And when you learn the Torah and the mitzvahs, you learn to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you cling to His ways, and that brings to love. It says Rashi, Voyu advorim ho'eile, ma'u ho'ahavo, Voyu advorim ho'eile, shemetoich kach, by learning the Torah and the mitzvahs, atomakir ma'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get to know Him. Umidabek bedrocho, and that will bring you to cling to His ways. Asher anoichim etzavecho hayoim. Hayoim is every single day. Not only that day that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Am Yisrael, every single day for the rest of history. Lo yihiyu beinecho kidyu tagmo yeshono shein odom soifno. Divrei Torah should not be like an old ordinance that people don't value anymore. Eloke chadosho, it should be like a new ordinance. Sha'akoil rotzin nikro, so that everybody runs to see. What is a yutagmo? Mitzvah samelech abo b'michtov. A commandment from the king that comes in a letter. If it's new, everyone runs to see it. So too, we have to treat the Torah and the mitzvahs every day anew. Posuk zayin v'shinanto om levonecho v'dibarto bom b'shivtecho b'veisecho uvelechtecho v'aderech uvshochmecho uvkumecho. The word v'shinantom comes from the word shinun, to be sharp. You should learn Divrei Torah very well until they're sharp in your mouth. When someone asks you a question, you shouldn't have to stutter and answer. You have the answer right away. That's for yourself. And also, v'shinantum levonecho. When you teach your Talmidim, you have to teach them in such a way that they should have it very sharp. They should be able to know the answers right away. You should speak in Divrei Torah. That should be your default speech. That should be your Iker Dibur in Divrei Torah and Mitzvos. Whether you're sitting in your house, whether you're walking on the road. There is another mitzvah being told to us over here. Besides for learning and knowing Divrei Torah, with the Baal Tobom, you have to say these words of Kriya Shema twice daily. When you go to sleep at night and when you wake up in the morning. Says Rashi, Vishinantom, Loshon Chidud, who sharpness. Sheyihiyu mechudodi meficha, Divrei Torah should be sharp in your mouth. If somebody asks you a question, shouldn't have to stutter. Have the answer ready right away. That comes by chazora and by organizing the information and chazora again. Your talmidim are called bonim. Matina b'chol mokim shatalmidim kroim bonim. Students are called children. Shenemal bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. We are students to Hashem. Voimel bnei anevim asher beisrael. V'chin v'chizkiyo shelimed Torah l'chol Yisrael. Ukrom bonim. Shenemal bonai ato al tisholu. U'kishem shatalmidim kroim bonim. Just like talmidim are called children. Kachorav koriav. The Rebbe is called a father. Shenemal Elisha says regarding Eliyahu Hanavi, his Rebbe. By his hesped, Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael uParoshov. Vedibalt obom, shelo yehei ikar dibucho el obom. Your main speech should be in Divrei Torah. Asem ikar valta, asem tofel. They should be your ikar speech, and not tofel, not secondary. Uveshoch becho, now Rash is going to the midst of Kriyashma. Vedibalt obom, you have to say Kriyashma when you go to sleep at night, and when you get up in the morning. How do I know that that's what it means? Uveshoch becho, frekt Rashi, yochoi lafilu shocha b'chatzi ha-yoim, uvkumecho, yochoi lafilu omad b'chatzi ha-laylo. You may think that whenever you go to sleep, and whenever you get up, even not in the normal times, you have to say Kriya Shema. Tamud loimar, b'shivtecho b'beisecho, v'lechtecho v'aderech. Before we darshened it on the Divrei Torah, that you should be constantly learning, whether in your house, whether on the road. Now Rashi connects it to Kriya Shema. Uvelechtecho v'aderech. Say Kriya Shema b'shoch v'cho v'kumecho in the normal way of b'shoch v'cho v'kumecho. Derech eretz dibro toiro, the way of the land. Zman shchiva v'zman kimo. The normal time to go to sleep is at night. The normal time to wake up is at morning. That's what uvelechtecho v'aderech, derech eretz. That's the b'shoch v'cho v'kumecho that we're talking about. Posuk ches ukshal tom leois al yodecho v'hoyu letoitofois bein einecho. These words, namely this parsha of the Yesodis de Kemitzvis, the foundational mitzvahs of this parsha of Kriya Shema, you should tie it onto your arm and put it, place it between your eyes, namely on your head, across between the eyes. Tefillin. Says Rashi, "Ukshal tom lois al yodecho ilu tefillin shebazroyan arm, v'hoyu letoitofois bein einecho ilu tefillin shebaroish, tefillin on the head." Why they called toitofois? Val shem minyan parshi yoseo nikru toitofois. They're called toitofois based on the count, the number of parshiyos that we have in the tefillin. We know that we have four parshiyos in the tefillin. And tat bekaspi shtayim. In the language of Kaspi, tat means two. And pas beafriki shtayim. In the language of Afriki, pas is the word for two. So tat means two and pas means two. Put the two words together, you get toitofois, because there are four parshiyos in the tefillin. Why the Torah chose to refer to the four parshiyos from the word two in two different languages and put them together as one word, any idea? Posuk tes uchsav tom al mezuzos beisecha uvish orecha. Also, you have to write this parsha of these Yesodis de Kemitzvis on the doorposts of your house and on the doorposts of the gates of the cities and of the country. It says Rashi, mezuzos beisecha, mezuzas ksiv. In Rashi Sefer Torah, mezuzos was written without a vav, not like our Sefer Torah. Mezuzas without a vav is loshen yochid, to teach us shein tzorich elo al ha'achas. You don't have to put it on both doorposts, only on one of them, namely on the right one, on the way coming in. Uvish orecho, in your gates, l'raboi shari chatzeirois, v'shari medinois, v'shari ayorois. You have to put it also on the gates, entering the chotzer, entering the medina, and entering the city. Ad kan topic number 7, the parasha of Kriyashma, teaching us the mitzvos yesodiyos, the foundational mitzvos of Yiddishkeit. Namely, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, Shachris Ve'alvis, Tfilin, and Mezuzah. And the Ramban adds, and also the Moniah mitzvos, the Rambam and Sefer Achinuch, count the first posuk as a mitzvah, to believe in Yichud Hashem, that there is only one God. Rashi doesn't learn pshat like that in the posuk, but the Moniah mitzvah is in the Ramban counted as a separate mitzvah, to believe in Yichud Hashem. On to the eighth topic, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu warns us not to forget Hashem from the abundance of goodness that we will receive upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Yud Ve'Hoyo Ki Yeviacho Adoino Eloihecho El Horet Asher Nishma Lavoisecho Le'Avrohom Le'Yitzchok U'Le'Yakov Lo'Seis Loch Orim Gedoy Lois Ve'Toivois Asher Lo'Ivoniso Uvotim Mele'im Kol Tu V'Asher Lo'Imileiso Uvoirois Chatzuvim Asher Lo'Ichotzavto Kiromim Ve'Zeisim Asher Lo'Inototo V'Ochalto V'Savoto. And it will be when Hashem will bring you to the land that He has promised to your ancestors, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, to give it to you. Great and flourishing cities that you did not build. Houses filled with all good things that you did not fill up. Water cisterns that you did not quarry. Vineyards and olives that you did not plant. All of this goodness is coming to you on a silver platter. And you will eat, and you will be satiated. Posuk Yud Beis Isha Omer Lecho Pen Tishkach Es Adonai Asher Hoitziacho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Be careful, lest you forget Hashem who has taken you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery where you were slaves. Says Rashi Chatzuvim. Lefishu mokum troshim usloim, in a place where you have a stony, a rocky area, nufel boi loshen chatziva. When you want a quarry, a water cistern, that's called chatziva when you're digging and quarrying in stone and rock. Mibeis avodim ketargumo, mibeis avdusa, from the house of slavery, mimokum sheisim shom avodim, where the place that you were slaves. Rashi is making sure you don't make a mistake. Mibeis avodim could also mean something else. From the house of the slaves. And that would imply that you were slaves to slaves. Says Rashi, that's not what it means. Mibeis avodim, from the house of your slavery. Posugud gimel les adoino yeloihecho tiro voisois avoid uvishmoi tishovea. Lule divrei Rashi, I would have touched the posuk. The posuk is telling me three things, three separate things. Number one, you should fear and be in awe of Hashem. Number two, you should serve Hashem. And number three, you should swear in His name. But Rashi says that cannot be. Because although there is a mitzvah to fear and be in awe of Hashem and to serve Him, there is no mitzvah to swear. Rather, says Rashi Pshat, if you will be tira oisei v'oisei savoid, if you're that type of yid, that you're in fear and in awe of Hashem, and you serve Him, then I allow you to swear in my name. Because then I know I could trust you, you'll be careful to swear truthfully and not swear falsely. But if you're not that type of yid, that you're tira oisei v'oisei savoid, then I do not allow you to swear in my name. Says Rashi v'shmoi tishoveya, in yesh b'cho kol amidois halolu, she'ato yore yeshmoi v'oividoisoi, oz b'shmoi tishoveya. Why? She'metoich she'ato yore yeshmoi te'izori b'shvuascho. You'll be careful with your shvuas, not to swear falsely. But v'im lav, if you're not, tiro oisoi ta'avoid, then loy tishoveya, I don't give you permission to swear in my name, because you won't be careful. Posuk Yud Aleid Eloi Seilechu Nachari Elohim Achirim Me Elohei Ho Amim Asher Svivoi Seichem. Do not go after the God that others worship from the gods of the Goyim that are around you. Yal B'Evit Eni Avodah Zarah, even gods from the Goyim that are far away from you. But the ones that are around you, you're more likely to go after. Says the Posuk, don't go after them. Says Rashi, Me Elohei Ho Amim Asher Svivoi Seichem. Elo, lefi she'ato roye es svivo yisecho, toim achareyem. You see your neighbor, your goyish neighbors going after them, therefore utzrach lehazir aleyem biyoyisel. Posuk tezvov, ki eile kano, adoyno yaloy hecho bekirbecho, pen yechere, af adoyno yaloy hecho boch, vishmidecho mi'al peneho adomo. These words, Keil Kano, we had twice in the parasha, in Perek Chov Dalet, Posuk Chov Dalet, and in the Aseres HaDibrois. And Rashi told us the first time, in Perek Dalet, Posuk Chov Dalet, Keil Kano means that Hashem gets angry and he takes revenge of those who are Oved Avodah Zarah. So this Keil Kano, Hashem is among you, lest he get angry with you and he will destroy you from the land. Adkan, the eighth topic. Not to forget Hashem from the abundance of goodness that we will get in Eretz Yisrael. On to the ninth topic, not to doubt Hashem, rather to constantly keep the mitzvahs no matter what, as a condition to get Eretz Yisrael. Posuk tezayin eloi senasu es adoinoi eloi heichem kashal nisisem bamaso. Do not doubt ever if Hashem is with you or not. Just like you doubted in the place called Maso. This is referring to the story at the end of Parshas Beshalach, when they came to Refidim, and there was no water, and they doubted Hashem, and they asked, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oin? And because of that event, they renamed that place, Vayikro Shem HaMokoim Maso Merivo. Says the Pasuk, do not doubt Hashem, do not doubt if Hashem is with you or not, just as you did in the place called Maso. Says Rashi b'maso k'shiyotzu mimitzrayim shenisuhu b'mayim in the Refidim shenemar hayeish Hashem b'kirbeinu im oin. Rather, what should you do? You stick to your job no matter what. Posuk yudzayin shamoyo tishmeru nes mitzvois hadoyinoy aloyeichem veidoy sove vechukov asher tzivoch. Be very careful to keep the mitzvois of Hashem and His eidois and His chukim that Hashem commanded you. We said above the difference between eidois, mitzvois, eidois, and chukim. Mitzvois are mitzvahs, we know. Eidois are mitzvahs that are a testimony about something, like eating matzah because we left Mitzrayim, wearing tefillin to remind us of its contents, and the like. And chukim are mitzvahs that we don't understand the reason. Be very careful to keep all types of mitzvahs. Posuk yudches ve'asi, so I show that to you, b'nei adoinoi. Lemane yita velo chuvo, so v'yorashtu es ha'oretz ha'tuivo, asher nishba adoinoi la'avoisecho. And you should do what is upright and good in the eyes of Hashem, in order that it should be good for you, and that you should come and inherit the good land that Hashem has promised to your ancestors. Says Rashi, ha'yosho v'ha'tuiv, the upright and the good, referring to two things. Zupshoro, which is making compromise, to compromise. Vilifnim mishura sadin, to do things even though you're not mechuyev to do. Rather, lifnim mishura sadin, midas chasidus. Posugutes lahaduif es kol oyevecho miponecho kasher diber adoinoi. You have to read Psukim Yudzayin Yudches Yudtes together. Be careful to keep the mitzvahs and do what's upright in the eyes of Hashem, in order that it should be good for you, and you should come and inherit the land that Hashem is, the good land that Hashem has promised to your fathers, when Hashem will push away all your enemies from before you, as He has told you. Rashi will tell us, where did Hashem tell us? Kasher diber, veichon diber, v'amuis yes kolom, asher tovoi bohem. I will confuse, and our pasuk says, I will push out all the enemies of Eretz Yisrael from before you. Adkan, the ninth topic of Parshas Vayeschanan. Do not doubt Hashem, rather keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Be very careful to keep the mitzvahs as a condition for you getting and staying in Eretz Yisrael. On to topic number 10. The answer to the million-dollar question, what is the reason Hashem commanded us to do all these mitzvahs? Posuk chov ki sholcho v'necho mocho limoir mohoido izachukim v'mishpotim asher tzivo adoinoi aloheinu eschem. When your child will ask you at some later date, what is the reason Hashem commanded us to do these eidois, chukim, and mishpotim? You must add in the words, what is the reason, and not simply, what are the Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim? Because as we'll see, the next four Psukim don't tell us what they are, rather they tell us what is the reason that we do them. So you see from the answer that that was the question. Says Rashi, Ki sholcho bincho mocho. The word mocho literally means tomorrow. But says Rashi, Yesh mocho shu achal zman. Sometimes mocho can mean at a later date, at any later date in history. Pozuk chofale ve'omarto levincho avodi moinu lefaroi v'mitzroyim v'yoytzi'einu adoinoi v'mitzrayim ebiyod chazoko. And you should answer your child and tell him, we were slaves to Paroi in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. V'yitein adoinoi oisois humayfesim gedoilim ve'roim b'mitzrayim b'faroi v'chol b'isoi le'aineinu. And Hashem placed great and terrible signs and miracles, the ten makos, in Mitzrayim, in Paroi, and in his entire household, le'aineinu, to our eyes. Some of us, those who were alive then, saw all this with our own eyes. But the truth is, you have to say more than that, because, as Rashi told us, Yishmocho Sholach Azman, this is an answer for generations. How are we nowadays supposed to tell this to our children? Le'ineinu, we didn't see those makos. So you have to say that Le'ineinu means as a nation. Hashem did this to the nation's eyes. We are the same nation as those back then, and Hashem did it to the nation's eyes. Pozuk Chav Gimel v'oisonu oitzim ishom lema'an ovi oisonu loses lonu es ha'oretz asher nishba' la'voiseinu. And Hashem took us out of there in order to bring us to the land that He promised our ancestors. V'yitzaveinu adoinoi la'asuiz es kol ha'chukim o'ele li'ro es adoinoi Eloheinu le'toiv lonu kol ha'yomim le'chayoiseinu ke'hayoim hazeh. One more thing on the previous pasuk. Voisanu hoitzim isham. This is what we say in the Agoda. Chay vodom liros es atzma ikinu hu yotzam imitzrayim. As the pasuk says, shenema voisanu hoitzim isham. As we said before, this answer is for generations to come. How could we say nowadays voisanu hoitzim isham? The teretz is as a nation. From back then, from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Bias Mashiach, it's one long continuum. Hashem took us out of there to bring us to our Tachlis. And therefore, Voisonu, we are part of that Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we say in the Agoro, from this Pasuk. Chayev Odom Liroiz Etz Atzmo Ekilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself as part of it. Pasuk Chav Dalet, and Hashem commanded us to do all these chukim. Either this means Hashem also commanded us to fear Him, or it means He told us to do this chukim in order to fear and be in awe of Hashem. And what is the tachlis of all this? Here's the punchline. This is the answer. Why did Hashem command us to do all these chukim, mishpotim, and mitzvos? Le'toiv lonu kol hayomim. It should be good for us all the days. L'chayoseinu k'yom hazeh, to keep us alive like this very day. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. What does it mean? Letoiv lonu kol hayomim. Could be Rashi learns it means in bo'ilam hazeh. But the Chizkuni says it means kol hayomim, referring to chaye ha'olam habo, yom shekuloi toiv. Letoiv lonu kol hayomim, for eternity. Pasuk chof hei utzdokot hiye lonu ki nishmer lasoi zez kol hamitzvo hazoi lifnei adoinoi Eloheinu kasher tzivonu. Utzdoko says Targum v'zachusa. The purpose of the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded us to do is that it should be beneficial to us. It's for our good that we should keep all the mitzvahs in front of Hashem exactly as Hashem commanded us. And this is the answer we have to give our children and ourselves as to what is the tachlis, what are we doing, why are we keeping all these mitzvahs? One purpose only. Hashem wants to give us good, the ultimate good. Le'toiv lonu kol hayomim, and le'chayoseinu k'hayoyim hazeh. Ad kan, the 10th topic of Parshas Voreshchanan, kish'olcho bincho le'moir, what is the tachlis, what is the reason that we keep all these mitzvahs, and the answer that we give the children and ourselves.